Welcome to My Creative Corner 3, a podcast about quilting, crafting, creativity, with a dash of garden, chatting about current interests and life in my northern town. You can find show notes at mycreativecorner3.com. You can also find all of my social media, how to purchase a virtual cup of coffee, and all events on the website. Please feel free to stop by and leave a comment. I really appreciate everyone who listens. Thanks for stopping by. Welcome to the podcast. Hello. Saturday, May 11th, 2024. It's Mother's Day weekend. Wow, what a lovely start to the month we have had. I have to say, I love spring. It is the sign and season of new life. The birds are all singing. They're nesting. I've seen friends that have cameras on their bird boxes, and little birds are starting to have nests. And I've seen a couple of birds in my yard, and maybe one in the eave of my house having their nesting season start, which also means it's the beginning of gardening season. And I am really enjoying spring gardening this year. I'm going to have to say the last couple years, I haven't spent as much time in the garden doing the maintenance work. If you back up with me a little bit, let's go down memory lane. A couple of years ago, we had, during COVID, I had a dispute with a couple of people who were volunteers for the property that is behind my city lot, which happens to be a parking lot to the private school in town. And they wanted to clean up their side of the property line. There was a lot of storm damage. This was before the tornado of 2022. And during that process, we had an agreement of taking some of the trees down and cleaning it up. But it was a big mess. And if you would like to see a video about that, it's on YouTube. I did a little short of the transformation of the space. And I was very upset and hurt that every single tree, every single shrub, and half of my garden was destroyed in the process. Then I got COVID, which turned into long COVID, and we struggled through trying to reestablish the garden, the border. It's a border on the back property, and it was so much work. I was so sick, and I just told my husband to help me just throw plants in. I did plan a little bit, but there was a lot of mistakes being done, especially when I wasn't well starting 2022. A lot of this, I believe, happened in 20 to 2021. And so we were just trying to salvage the space with the mature plants we have. And they're very mature. They've been in this yard probably for a good 20 years. Some of them maybe 15. So this year is trying to fix the mistakes I made while I was really sick, and the cleanup of me not being able to weed out the grass as much as I should have. I say we, my husband has helped so much, but he is not a gardener, and I need his strength sometimes to be able to help plant, like the arborvitae that we put in the back of the garden for a little bit of structure and greenery. So this year, the plans have been to get the root systems of the grasses that have invaded out. I did consult with my dad, who has gardened his whole life, and he said I might need to get a landscaping edge, because if you can get one that's several inches deep, that it helps the root system from invading into your perennial beds. I have perennials, and in the primroses, especially, grasses have invaded. That is the oldest part of the garden, so it needs to go. And then what I need to do is I need to be able to go through and cut out some of the things that have been, you know, growing and like, you know, how you get little popples and things like that. And so I need to go through, I have some electric pruners because my hands have a little bit of arthritis in them and it's hard to do the nipping and that kind of stuff of small woody stemmed weeds and try to dig out as much as I can. We couldn't find the spade when we went to the shed. So I got the hoe, my garden weasel, or a claw that has a really long stick with a handle at the top where you can spin it. And I have been diligently working several days a week, 15 to 20 minutes a day, maybe 30, on days that the weather has been good, not great, but good. We've had a lot of rain and a lot of wind. So the leaves got raked off and all of that spring work. As you know, I only am a gardener until about mid-June, maybe 4th of July. And then the garden is on its own and what survives, survives. So I'm going to try to remedy some of the mistakes that were made over the last couple years on my part. It was really like urgent, emergent, where you just put these plants in before you lose them and go from there. So the other part is I have a little minimalist garden from, it's a border around the foundation of my house, from the front porch, which is an old house, remember, 100-year-old farmhouse, enclosed front porch, there's an entrance there, and then all the way around to the side driveway is another entrance to the mudroom of the house, and that has yucca, sedum, yucca, and then on the front corner, there is a very tall lily, Asiatic lily, and there is a hosta that's come through, and there is a sweet pea we can't get rid of. It's a native ditch flower here. I don't know, probably was invasive because I can't get rid of that thing. And there is a couple of other things growing. And then the other side of the porch is a pink rambling rose on the front. Then it goes to a lilac bush and then sedum and all kinds of other shade things, lilies and daylilies on the far side of the house. So you go front and it would be the right-hand side. The left-hand side of the house as you face it's the driveway. And then there's a matching rose bush on the back side of that, which leads into the backyard between the house and my garage. So if you can visualize an L-shaped garden that's very minimalist with mulch that needs to be replaced this year. And then there's the wild side, the dark side of my house. It used to be dark because there were more trees over there. We eventually hired a tree service to come and take all of those down in about 2021 because they were dying and we were afraid they were going to fall on the house. Several were dangerous trees leaning and laying on the house, causing some problems. So all of that was done. So it's just really been trying to figure out, now there's different lighting everywhere. So I have to say I've got a lot to learn and a lot more to go. And I think that I am officially a gardener now. I have been gardening in this house for 24 years, and I've had plants in different properties before that, and I even have indoor plants that I started during the lockdown period, and my indoor garden is all clumped together in one window where I can grow them in the house, and I have my indoor fairy garden with the small miniature things you can buy in the store. So the fairy garden outside, I have taken all of the small fairy garden things that I had. Most of them were all faded, worn out, broken, which they wear out over time. I kept one or two pieces that looked good. And then I'm planning on putting small birdhouses on the ground to look like a village, a modern village. At Menards, they have the great campers and a little church or a lighthouse houses. And I thought, wouldn't that look really cute? I know they have a little hole in them and the squirrels may knock them over, but I think it's going to be a really cute way to make my two-tiered fairy garden look good from further away. I can sit on the patio or I can view it from the house and see all of those bright colors. I do need to get a new bug hotel, which I saw at Menards, and some things that I want to add, like that I can hang on some of the trees that are left or poles in the yard or have a little wooden fence, you know, like bee hotels or butterfly houses, those kinds of things. So lots of plans for the garden. Spring is just, it's just amazing. It's like bursting forth with all of this new life, and it's energizing after the long winter, which for us was mild, but was very gray. So this week I wanted to say welcome to everyone who's new, and this week I wanted to announce I'm doing something different. I am doing a video for YouTube of me sitting in my crafting space, and it's not a studio. I mean, you can call it a craft studio. It's a little tiny room that barely fit a twin-size bed, but it was one of my children's bedrooms. It had enough room for a bed and a dresser and a little place to play. It has great natural lighting in here, and it's small enough that I can record in this room without too much of an echo. And I just thought, why don't we put a video on YouTube versus listening to an audio and a still picture? I haven't put any of my newest podcasts of 2024 on YouTube. So if this is a YouTube viewer, you can listen to those leading up to this on any podcast streaming services. I have it on most all of them: iHeartRadio, Spotify, iTunes, Podbean, all of the audio services. I also think it's on like Google, and I tried to put it on YouTube Music. I think it is. Check it out. Let me know if you're listening from there. So there's something new. I even put light on my hair. And if you happen to watch the video, I got a haircut in the last little bit. The person who normally cuts my hair, she graduated high school with one of my children. She slipped on the ice in January and had a terrible fracture in her lower leg that needed a rod put in it. The ice up here is treacherous. So she was off for several months, and I am so glad she's back. I had someone substitute who did a fine job, but it just, she knows how to work with my hair because she has been my beautician now for, well, ever since she graduated from beauty school. Or what do they call it, cosmetology school now? I don't know. Do we even call them beauticians? What's the right term? Stylist? Hairstylist? Going to the beauty salon person? I don't know. I'm so out of date. I feel out of date because May is not only Mental Health Month, which we will talk about, but it's my birthday. And yeah, I'm really feeling it, right, this year. We'll talk about that some more. So on my whiteboard, I'm consulting that. What have I been doing besides gardening? Well, I have been doing a lot of research on how to improve the curb appeal of the house. So that's a little bit different than gardening. I'm trying to research, you know, I have the two rose bushes. I have a blue front door and a white side door. I thought, maybe how do you make the entrances look good? I made a beautiful wreath for Christmas that can be viewed on the porch railings for the side door that's toward the driveway. But the front door, even though we don't use it, it's just boring. Maybe ugly. I mean, it's ugly time of year because not all the plants are up. But it needs a refresher. If we can swing it this year, I'd like to purchase a new storm door. Our old one got wrecked. And I thought, wouldn't it be pretty to put a white little wooden one or just even a nice white steel one, you know, painted one? That would look good. So I'm doing research on curb appeal. And so we're doing the clover and we're going to try to make it greener and look pretty. I'm going to get maybe a trellis when the rose gets a little bit bigger. But curb appeal. So I'm going to start a Pinterest board with some ideas. But I'll even put a picture of the front of my house on that Pinterest board if you're a Pinterest type person. And you can see the before any plants came up, what it looked like. It's really stark, very stark. So there's a little bit more life on it because some of the plants are starting to grow, but it gives you an idea, the bare bones of what I'm working with. And there is a really ugly foundation that was a paint job. That's what I'm trying to say. It's a Michigan basement. So it's a stone foundation the house is built on. You can see that from the curb, but someone painted it almost a coppery brownie yucky color. And there's no hiding it, but we don't want to put woody plants or overplant because we don't want to have foundation problems. It's a 100-year-old stone basement that was hand dug, and I don't want to push my luck with it. So Operation Curb Appeal is underway, and I'll put some links to the Pinterest board in the show notes. So, what have I been doing the most? It has been Operation Let It Go. And Operation Let It Go was the last 2 months that I've been staging all the junk that's going to the road. You know, the things that you don't want anymore, maybe things that are not good enough to donate to Goodwill or Salvation Army, but things that you cannot keep anymore. They serve no useful purpose. There's no decorative value to them. And unfortunately, they just got to go. So once a year, usually around Mother's Day weekend, we have what's a spring cleanup. I call it Junk Day. And they don't advertise it much because they don't want you putting a lot out to the curb, I've figured out. But this year, we were prepared. And I spent a long time going through the closets in the house and going through the kids' stuff, going through parts of my craft space. My husband went through his spaces, the garage, and some of the things in our storage unit, which holds seasonal garage stuff because we have a gym in our garage and we ran out of space. And I found out Operation Let It Go really was much more mental work for me. Now we are now to that point in digging through stuff and nostalgia and sentimental things versus just chucking out all the broken and outdated things. It was easy going through the closet to say, you know, why do I have a 1990s answering machine with cordless phones saved? It just got shuffled into the back, into this little hole under the stairwell and forgotten about. And yeah, the mice found it. It's to the road. You know, things like that. I found my wedding bouquet smashed, full of dust. It was gray. I have pictures and lots of great things. It went to the road. But then we really went through and culled the clothes, the t-shirts, the outdated work uniforms my husband has because the logo got changed, things that didn't fit. If nobody wore it, looked at it, or touched it for 10 years minimum, 5 years and some things, you know, it was gone. There's still a lot of things that I need to get to that are in deeper spaces, like storage areas in this house. There's a lot of weird ones. It's a 100-year-old home. Some of them are deep, deep closets under another stairwell. I have an ugly room in the basement we call the bomb shelter. It's not a bomb shelter. Somebody tried to build a home office space in this ugly spiderweb filled cobweb Michigan basement, which is where my laundry is. So I try to keep the spiderwebs, you know, at bay a couple times a year, but this room has not been touched in a very long time, and it needs to have a good going through. That is next year's Operation Let It Go, because what's in there is like stuff from my childhood, my husband's childhood, my kid's childhood, big clunky things that need to go. I really feel great about what we let go. Some was easy. Old insulation from an old project. Yep. The wedding bouquet was harder. The items that were my kids that they don't want. But I still had a hard time letting old school pictures go. I found some old school pictures. I put them in a smaller box. Old assignments, broken things, you know, that kind of stuff, you know, it went. Old video game equipment went to the road. A shelving unit. My husband's broken down 30-year-old barbecue grill. He needs a new one, and he's going to buy a new one this year with some of his bonus money. Good for him. And I, so it was hard. And when it brought up a lot of mental angst, shall I say, not really depression, but you know how you go through things, you're like, oh, I forgot I had that. Oh, that was my mom or my grandma's. Should I keep it? Should it go? You know, a lot of the things that had value, I had donated to Goodwill, but there are some things, like I had two duffel bags full of books. I could not get them to the Goodwill. I couldn't lift them to the car, but I zipped them up and packed them nicely in those duffel bags on a beautiful sunny day. And that and the video game, you know, like Guitar Hero guitar and big things. As I put my stuff to the road, as my husband put things to the road, his name is Jay. As Jay put all those things to the road, people came and took them. So what the great feeling about this is everybody knows it's junk day. So what we call the pickers, the people who are picking things that they're going to resell at their perpetual garage sales. You want my stuff? Take it, please. It saved me all the energy, the time, and the difficulty of taking it to Goodwill or Salvation Army. It didn't go in the landfill. One lady took all of my fairy garden stuff. I found a bag of quilt batting pieces. She took all of that because she's crafty. She was going to repaint all the fairy garden stuff and use it in her new garden. Lovely. I love that. It made me feel so good because it was a way of recycling and upcycling. What I can't use or I can't fix, I can't find any more use into it, somebody else did. So that was the bonus of Operation Let It Go, is that what wasn't helpful for me wound up being somebody else's treasure. Definitely my trash was somebody else's treasure. And that my junk was actually well received by several people who came. I mean, that barbecue wasn't out there 15 minutes and somebody took it. Whether they scrap it or not, I don't care. It didn't go to the landfill. Same with so many things. So what was left? This morning when the garbage sanitation system came through, very large lawn and leaf bags, 9 of them. All the books in the duffel bag went to the same person that took the fairy garden things, the shelving units. All of that stuff was gone. What was left? A ripped up old suitcases full of rotten old holy shirts and those 8 duffel bags full of other junk. The things that people didn't want or could recycle. So there they went. I feel really good about it. And I feel so liberated. The mental work of working through the sentimental feelings. I didn't think I was that attached to things. And it turns out that I am, just like everybody else. Some things you just get attached to, and I'm still attached to some things. But we have also found homes for potentially some other pieces of furniture to a friend of ours who has a shop. And I'm not sure if she's going to take these pieces, but let me look up the name of her shop. Because if you live near her, you may want to go check out her shop. It's so cute from her Instagram page. Because I want to take a trip down there at some point when the weather's good and we have extra time and tank of gas money. She has a store called Pink Shamrocks in Milan, Michigan. It's a home goods store. But what she does is she sells paints a lot. She has a booth in the Mega Mall in Lansing selling the furniture paints that she does. And her husband is a woodworker. So they have a booth there, but she also does the upcycled furniture in her shop. She does classes on painting and crafts in her shop and other home goods. And I'm thinking that there's a couple of older pieces that we have that need love that my husband and I don't have the desire to fix, and we don't have the space to use it properly. But maybe she could use it in her store, or maybe she could use it to sell. And I don't mind giving her several pieces, seeing her shop, and promoting somebody that's a friend of ours through Highland Games. Actually, we met them through Highland Games. And we bonded because she and I both had our thyroids removed. And so we spent several summers together at games where our husbands competed, and it was a lot of fun to have her as a summer companion. So now she has retired from her previous life, and her husband are running this store. So if you live in and around the Southeast Michigan area, her store is Pink Shamrocks in Milan. And I think you'll love her and you will love her store. So Operation Let It Go Phase 2 this winter is we're cleaning out the bomb shelter. I'm going to dig deeper into the closets that were the children's and potentially go through the Christmas ornaments that I have not brought upstairs in 5 or 6 years and downsize that seriously. Because you remember I've been using my new mini Christmas trees with themed items because I found it mentally challenging to bring up the old ornaments that were used when my children were at home. So, so sentimental I am. So I want to save some, but there's a lot of rotten, broken, and yucky ones in 4 or 5 or 6 boxes, broken strings of Christmas lights, things that could be totally consolidated. And if somebody was going to use those kinds of things, they could pick it up next year at my curb and upcycle it to whatever kind of Christmas or fairy garden they want to do. So the mental work. Oh my goodness. Who knew that organizing and going through your items was so difficult? I thought it would be super simple, you know. But when you listen to people like Clutterbug, I knew it would get to the deepest places in my house that were sentimental, and they are the toughest to declutter and let go. But one thing that I will say is when I looked at the item and I said, do I want to move you to a new house? Should I ever want to move? And if the answer was no, it served me no purpose. It was of no use to me. Yeah, it was time to go. That helped. It's kind of that Swedish death cleaning is also very inspirational, because you don't want someone coming behind you cleaning up all of your stuff. Now, if you're looking around my craft room, and if you're saying, you know, you need a Swedish death clean that, yeah, this is definitely on my list to make it more visually appealing, because Gretchen Rubin has a saying that I never 100% bought into until this year. It's called outer order, inner calm. So Gretchen Rubin wrote a book of that name, but she also, it's one of her pillars of the Happiness Project, which was a life-changing book for me. She has a podcast. If you enjoy listening to her and her sister chat about happiness and habits and routines, she was a big inspiration for me. And I want to say I did all of this work that I've talked about with Operation Let It Go and gardening in 15 to 30 minute increments 90% of the time. And once in a while, I was able to put in an hour. And it's hard work, so I counted that as my exercise for the day, because I am on a lighter exercise and mobility issue with long COVID. So you do what you can when you can, but consistency paid off. Now, if another person who is very inspiring in her great sewing room decluttering is Karen of Just Get It Done Quilts, and that was another great inspiration because I followed her plan for the sewing room declutter. Now I just need to pretty it up and still kind of look at the capacity of this space. All right, so we've got the next part about change being hard, and change has been so hard the last few months. Not only did we do Operation Let It Go, and now I'm doing change to spruce up the house with Operation Curb Appeal. Change for me over the last few months has been working on relentlessly pursuing myself and trying to rehabilitate my body, my mind, and my spirit. That is the basis of nursing, the holistic approach to your healthcare. And I really turned it on myself for the first time in a very long time. So changes for me came when my husband also has to manage his carbs in his diet too. And changes for me since I became diabetic were slow and difficult because it's expensive sometimes to eat healthier. And it's also difficult to relearn bad habits about eating. And I spent a lot of time since January. I lost about 12 pounds, but that's just a start. I need to really lose more because of my joint problems that are really directly connected to hastening arthritis since I've had a couple of illnesses in my life, and particularly long COVID. So, you know, that was hard. And we really, really have been picking meals through HelloFresh, who's a service we've been using a couple of years. I've had Home Chef before it. It's lovely. But HelloFresh is able to get their food to me in all weathers faster and without having the food be spoiled. I had a couple of problems with the Home Chef. So HelloFresh is great, but you got to really watch the carbs in your meals. I like using this kind of service because I absolutely hate cooking and I'm absolutely terrible at it. And collecting recipes and learning all these different things and buying ingredients is hard. So when I purchase the service, I'm able to do it in what we call in healthcare unit dose, meaning exactly what you need for that kit. It's a meal kit. I can follow the meal kit. Take this packet, cook this meat, put it together, do the hokey pokey, and magic happens, and you have a meal that looks really, really close to the picture. Even mine, because I never get meals that look pretty, but these look good. and they taste even better. So we've been managing our portion sizes with HelloFresh. And with the cost of groceries, there's no waste. So it saves me time. I get the exact ingredients that I need because sometimes sourcing ingredients in my small town is not easy. And this is not a commercial for HelloFresh, but I'm telling you, this is something I'm loving right now. And it helped with me making some changes with dieting. Then making snack choices became even harder. And so I needed to eliminate snacks from my diet, period, because I was eating too many snacks, thinking my sugar was dropping when it was not. It was, in fact, elevating. And part of the change for me was realizing I needed to monitor my blood sugar more often, but it was expensive to purchase the strips and the meters. So I found out a couple years ago there was a program called Livongo, which has been bought by Teladoc. And I've talked about this before, but I actually really am buying into their program because they have me able to talk to a dietitian once a month. It tracks my food should I want to log the food, and it connects with my phone and my watch if you want to track your steps, and it does mental health part, which is the My Strength app that used to be out there, has now been purchased by Teladoc, and it's on there and it's part of my insurance. And My Strength is a self directed self-care mental health app. You can purchase, mental health services through Teladoc, but this is the self-guided things. And that's been very helpful. You can do meditation, deep breathing, read about all types of mental health issues and how to manage chronic pain and stress. I love it. So the thing that I think has been interesting is that I needed to really bring my A1C down. I'm just going to talk numbers here. I had a 7.5 A1C, which was the second worst one I've ever had. Normal is non-diabetic is below 6, and controlled diabetes is somewhere in the 6s. And the closer you can get to 6.0, the better. But that's really hard when you're diabetic, even on medication. It can be done. It's just very hard. And it's possible, though, if you make enough changes in your life. So my goal was to get my blood sugar down from January until my appointment this week with my doctor to be in the 6s and not in the 7s anymore. And I've done it before, but it was a lot of hard work. And I did it with the help of the app. The dietitian would send me things like healthy swaps for snacks. A lot of it is things you already know, but needed to be reinforced, to be reminded that your choices matter. And why are you choosing to eat when you're eating, and why you're choosing to do certain things, and that the exercise snacks that my friend Kristen talks about on her podcast, Simple Handmade Every Day. I really was like, yeah, that's the kind of exercise I need. I can't get in the mindset that it's all or nothing, power hour of working out or power hour of cleaning my house or nothing, right? Do 15, 20 minutes and it's working. If you can do 15, 20 minutes of exercise once or twice a day, even better. So the apps on your phone to YouTube, I found a couple of yoga for seniors and exercising channels for seniors. You find what works for you. Silver Sneakers has a great YouTube channel also. So those changes have helped. Now, part two of this is I got to keep going. I got to keep bringing both my blood work numbers down to reasonable points, and I need to continue to work on overall health, because you know what? All of that ties together with your mental health and you feeling better. And not only did the sunshine make me feel better, but all of the minor little successes in your labs help, which all helps in your longevity in life, as well as not bringing on more health problems. You want to ward them off as long as you can. So those have been the big things. So for work, I was the person that nominated to do the wellness board. And our wellness board's theme was May is Mental Health. It's our month, and we take a lot of themes for the mental health throughout the year where I work, but this month was assigned. The wellness board every other month is open to you. Last month, drum roll please, I did my first bulletin board when I found out you could win money. Yeah, you could win money where I work. Are you kidding me? $50 Amazon gift card, actually, for having the best board in your office. This was a mandated thing, and nobody was doing it in our office since the last person did. I didn't realize you could keep the money, and I have been topped out in my pay where I work, except for cost of living increases, for 24 years. And so I thought, $50, I will take $50 gift card. Thank you very much. I would do that. And I did. My spring into wellness board, I put up on social media, but I will put a picture of it in this show notes, was the winner. And they had a really lovely little description of summarizing my board as to why I won. But May, I outdid April's. I have to like remind myself what I put on that board. I did a lot of thinking about it, but when you're a crafty person, you know, you got lots of stuff laying around the house of the things that you've done. So what I did is I put up, I have a white background on the board with, you know, typing paper. And then I gotta find it, people. If you'll, one moment. I'm cruising through my pictures. I found it. So I have a banner at the top that I left from last month that's just printed out paper, a little banner. And they're in pinks and oranges and blues and greens. I printed off a title that says May is Mental Health. And then underneath it, I did an 8.5 by 11, something that I designed on Canva that says, daily check-in. How are you feeling today? I did some of my watercolor art and I put those on the board. I put a whole bunch of my hexagons that I have sewed into flowers of grandmother's flower gardens. And my watercolors were all mental health themed things. Like one was just swatches that had words like Zen, peace, wow, great. And then one was, remember the, it was like ribbons or pipes. And then I wrote sentences all over it that were mental health themed. And then I put up 3 pages that I found from a mental health workbook that I had bought. And one, it says, life is too short to wait. What are 5 things you want to accomplish next month? The other one is things to remember. And there are things to remember that are really rules of mental health, of things like you're allowed to say no. You don't have to be happy all the time. You're allowed to change your plans. You're amazing just the way you are. People love and appreciate you. Your wants and needs are valid. It's okay to ask for help, and happiness is found within. And then I found an online journaling page by Trauma Research UK. If you want to look it up, this would be a perfect journaling page to download and print for yourself. And it says, how am I feeling today? What things have triggered negative emotions? What solutions have I found? What am I grateful for? What good things have happened today? What self-care practices have I done today? What have I achieved today? And then ranking your mental health 1 star to 5 stars. You know, this is a perfect daily practice. And this was a free thing with cute little fonts. I would recommend it. I'll try to put a link to it in the show notes. So all of that ties in with things that I love. And I thought we would end today's segment in things I love. So I still am purchasing Silk and Sonder, and they incorporate all of these types of things in a beautiful monthly journal. It's about $20 a month, but I find it to be worth it, and it helps me balance my work and life and the changes that I've been practicing. And so I love it. It's pretty. And they have online a YouTube things that are free to members, but free to everybody on weekly setups, which is your week, monthly themed exercises, and things. They call these their Sonder. These call them Sonder circles. This is free things. They now also have, if you're a member, you can purchase paid events, like they're doing a therapist who's doing a presentation about, I think it's values and how you can incorporate that in your life. You know, those kinds of things. They did Enneagrams last month. So last month's theme was phenomenal because it went right along with my spring break. And last month's theme was play. So you try to incorporate, how do you play and balance your inner child of play and things you used to like to do in your adult life? This month, though, is a hard one. And it's my birthday month, too. I wish I had play in my birthday month. But this month is the word trust. Ooh, that one's hard. Trust, trusting other people. I might have trust issues that I might be sharing a little much there. But trust is, as a Gen Xer, you know, trust, yeah, you know, do we really trust people? Our generation was taught young, you know, you may disagree with me, but, you know, trust and expectations. So, yeah, not high. I don't have high expectations, and trusting that people do the right things. Is there's a very few people in my life that I trust that they will do that. But the focus of this month's theme is trusting yourself. Wow. Now that was something I didn't expect. And it has been very, very good and really causing a lot of emotional growth for me. Trusting yourself, and what are you doing to cultivate trusting your gut, trusting yourself, trusting the process? Interesting. Very interesting. So what else have I been loving? Well, my Swig Life tumbler. I purchased it from Fat Quarter Shop. It's got a handle. It is a Stanley cup ripoff. You know, the Stanley tumblers that have been so popular. I love the teal color. This is a Fat Quarter Shop special. I love it because I put ice in it overnight at work. I left my tumbler and came back the next day. The water and ice were still there and very cold. So I like it. I can pick it up with one hand, and it has the handle and this much water, which I think it's 32 ounces, is heavy. It's very heavy. And it has a lid that you can throw in the dishwasher and one of the silicone straws that you can wash also. The tumbler itself you have to hand wash, but you have to do that with all steel and insulated mugs, tumblers, thermoses, flasks, whatever you want to call them. So I love it. It helps me keep my water intake high, and I like ice cold water. I mean ice cold. My teeth have all been fixed and capped and crowned and polished and shiny, and I don't have cold sensitivity, but I like my water cold, and so I've been loving the ice machine that I bought, ice maker, since the one in my new fridge died. I groaned about that a couple podcasts ago, but I am still loving the Hamilton Beach ice maker that I have for my countertop space. I got rid of the bread maker. I got rid of, because I don't need carbs, and I've been buying low carb bread, and it was 25 years old, and I took it off the counter and put this ice maker in, and I use it multiple times a day. Super easy to keep clean and use. You can buy many types of ice makers out there. And if your machine in your fridge can't work, won't work, I had to buy a cheaper model to fit in the hole I have. And that refrigerator doesn't even have a chilled water line. So the water coming out is warm. Yuck, yuck, yuck. So I've been loving that in addition. So those are the three items that I've been loving in addition to my Livongo. Now under Teladoc, it would be condition management that is free with my insurance. And did I tell you the bonus with that? All of my diabetic supplies are free. So what have I been watching on TV that I love on streaming services is The Bad Batch on Disney. The final season came through. And that's a Star Wars cartoon for adults. Love that whole series. It is about the clones and somewhere, it's before Anakin Skywalker. I don't know the canon of Star Wars, but I love Star Wars from the 70s and I loved this show. It was great. I also have been liking a show that was an anime cartoon that my children watched called Avatar, only this is a live action series. Season one just is finishing up on Netflix. Love that. It's sticking close to the story that I remember from the original Avatar series. There's nothing like the movie flop that was made a while ago that none of us want to speak about. So I've been loving that. I've been loving the 5-minute free Radiohead space. You can get that on any podcast streaming services. And I let my Headspace subscription go because I'm going to manage the meditation part on my Teladoc Livongo app. But they have a great service. But this free 5-minute podcast every morning, Monday through Friday mostly, is great. It's a great way to start your day on a positive note. So those are the things I've been loving. And what have I been up to? I think I sewed one hexagon, this week. And I think I sewed one or two last week. So I have a stack of hexagons that I am going to make a spring flower quilt with. And I have a whole bunch of them on the board at work that I'm hoping to win another $50 gift card. But I don't know. Will they give that to one person two times in a row? I don't know. But I thought this month's was even better than last month. And what am I going to spend that money on? I have no idea. But I'm very carefully considering my options. So you have a most wonderful week. And remember, the show notes are on mycreativecorner3.com. And I will put a link to that in the show notes, the description box on YouTube. And you can all know that I appreciate all of my faithful listeners over the years. I think I have over 200 episodes now over, I think, six and a half years. And thank you. Thank you all for following my journey. And I love comments, but I know most people don't comment. But if you do, thank you very much. And I want to thank those who have purchased a virtual cup of coffee for me on Ko-fi. You know, I love my coffee, and I love a new coffee cup that I recently purchased with some of my Ko-fi money, and it's a 20-ouncer. Yeah, it's my one cup a day. Thank you. Thank you all very much. And if you would like to really help support the channel, let your friends who quilt and do other crafts know, because we talk about creativity and all kinds of crafts on this channel. And comment, share, leave a review on the podcast streaming service where you listen, but let me know, because I don't always get notified when people leave a review for the podcast. And those things are all very helpful in helping me grow the channel and reach listeners who may enjoy keeping the conversation going. So thank you